Frank, tell us then, how did this all get started?
I came to Marlboro the same year that Sam did, in 1960, and I've had the pleasure of sort of coordinating and guiding the Musicians for Marlboro tours since the beginning, which has been a great pleasure to see artists like Sam and so many others, just pianists alone, Jonathan Biss, Yefim Bronfman, Jeremy Denk, Richard Good, Murray Pariah, Andras Schiff, Peter Serkin, so many others who had their first touring experience on Musicians for Marlboro tours. And I think Sam can tell you both from his days as young artists and more recently as someone who is working with artists in their 20s and sharing his life experience, how important for a young artist it is to often may have a total of 3 or 4 or 5 concerts spread out through a season to be able to go and to play 5 or 6 or 7 concerts of the same program within a 9 or 10 day period. The learning experience of playing a program multiple times is something which I think is incomparable, as is the experience for a young artist of learning how to adjust to the different acoustics, the different pianos, travel schedule, rehearsal schedule. This is something that a young artist independently as a solo artist really doesn't have the opportunity of doing. So I think for 50 years, Marlboro has been providing that experience and also exposure for artists who have gone on to become among the most important artists in every area of music.
So who was the one who came up with this idea of having these concerts and pairing and developing this? Who came up with this idea? How did this evolve?
Actually, it was Mr. Serkin's manager at the time was William Judd. And he was the one who said to Mr. Serkin, you know, you have something very special going on here in Vermont. The combination that Marlboro really started the concept of a experienced musician rather than coaching young musicians from outside the group, actually playing together with young musicians. That's something that was started in the 50s at Marlboro and now has been emulated in many other places around the world. And Bill Judd said, you know, the level of music making and this concept of a experienced musician playing with young artists, each inspiring the other, is really something, Rudy, that you should share with other audiences around the country who can't come to Vermont, which actually is the case of what's been happening with our coming to Ames, you know, every other year and sharing our music making and varied programs where it's not just an evening of string quartets or an evening of piano trios or sonatas, but the mixture of different instruments, sometimes with voice, sometimes with woodwinds, as well as piano and strings.